The Shoemaker. Once upon a time, there was a shoemaker. He lived in the woods with his wife in a small cottage. Each day, the shoemaker went into his workshop to make shoes. And even though he loved making shoes, his workshop was quiet and lonely. One snowy winter's evening, as the shoemaker worked, he noticed three mice huddled together outside of his window. They were shivering and cold, so the shoemaker emptied his only toolbox, filled it with straw, and placed the mice inside.
"This should keep you safe and warm," he told them gently.
For the rest of the evening, he sat in his workshop humming and cutting the leather with the sound of the mice scurrying about to keep him company. When he was too tired to work anymore, he went off to bed.
"I will finish these shoes in the morning,"
he decided. The next morning, the shoemaker went into his workshop. The shoes were finished, and they were beautiful.
"Someone has done my work,"
the shoemaker said aloud.
"And what a fine job they have done."
He put on his warm hat, mittens, and coat, and ran as fast as he could to the town market. The shoemaker sold the shoes for more money than he had ever made before. He bought materials to make more shoes. He bought fancy food and treats for himself and his wife. Finally, he bought some wood and brightly colored paints. When he arrived home, he told his wife the story.
"Who finished the shoes?"
she asked him.
"I do not know for sure," he said, "but I have an idea."
The shoemaker placed the mice into an old wooden shoe. With the wood he had purchased, he turned the toolbox into a cottage much like his own. And with the paints, his wife made the cabin bright and happy. They placed the mice into their new home and fed them cheese and bread. For the rest of the day, the shoemaker sat in his workshop humming and cutting the leather with the sound of the mice scurrying about to keep him company. When he was too tired to work anymore, he went off to bed. The next morning, the shoemaker went into his workshop, and once again there was a fine pair of shoes awaiting him. And so it went. Each day, the shoemaker sat in his workshop, humming and cutting the leather, with the sound of the mice scurrying about to keep him company. Each morning, a fine pair of shoes were waiting for him. The mice had a safe, warm place to live, and the shoemaker's workshop never felt lonely again. The end.